Now, this is a summary of a statement made by the Pope in Singapore very recently. And he said this, quote, "All religions are paths to reach God. They are, to make a comparison, like different languages, different dialects to go there. But God is God. For all, if you start to fight saying my religion is more important than yours, mine is true and yours isn't, where will this lead us? There is only one God, and each of us has a language to arrive at God. Some are Sikh, some are Muslim, some are Hindu, some are Christians. They are different ways to God." Now, I don't believe the Pope, and I'm sure all of you here don't believe the Pope, and you don't believe that he speaks for God. He contradicted what our Lord said. And so the plea that we need to constantly make is to believe in Jesus, him alone, and to believe in him and to respond to his words. And, you know, the sad thing about it is many people outside of Christianity think that this man in Rome speaks for all of us. You know, Jesus said in John 14 and verse 6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And there's no other name under heaven by which we must be saved." Acts 4 and verse 12. We read about it in Ephesians chapter 4, 4 through 6. There's one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Right? There's only one way to the Father. And just real quick here, reasons why Jesus is the only way to the Father in heaven. Number one, only Jesus died for your sins. No one else did, and no one else could. Hebrews 2, 9, 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 5, 1 Peter 2, and verse 24. And this is a fulfillment of Old Testament prophecy, especially in Isaiah 53. Number two, only Jesus was raised from the dead. 1 Corinthians 15, 4, in fulfillment of Old Testament prophecy. Psalm 16 and verse 10. And then number three, only Jesus has the words of eternal life. John 6, 66 through 69, and Matthew 7, 21. And finally, only Jesus will serve as judge of all mankind on the day of judgment by his words. John 12, 48, 2 Corinthians 5, 10, Revelation 20, 11 through 15. So Jesus is the only answer, regardless of what anybody might say. And so if there's anyone here this evening that is not right with Jesus, you have an opportunity to do so, to be obedient to his gospel, his death, burial, and resurrection. If you haven't done that, do that this evening. That's the plea for you. If you've done that and you've fallen away, you need time. Use this time to be reconciled to God. Let us pray for you, pray with you, something we want to bring before the church. We'd love to help you there. But if you have any needs spiritually, let somebody know, please, as we stand, as we sing.
What keeps you?